Welcome to another episode of the Club XP podcast. It's good to be back. New year, new us.
Welcome
hiatus for a while, but it's good to be back with you all. I am your host tonight, Jared, and we have with me Evan and Joey.
How's it going?
Welcome, fellas.
What's up?
So, like I said, we have been on a little bit of a hiatus. It's been a few months. 2020, y'all. It kind of got rough for a while, but we're back and we're excited. Ready to get back on things again. So that's a quick refresher on who we are. Evan, let the good people know.
Yeah, I did want to ask first if we get vacation pay for all the time that we took off.
No, that's not in the budget for the Club XP.
Get unlimited PTO for the Club XP podcast? That'd be great, if only. So, hey, if you are an audience member that has just stumbled across our podcast for the first time, something that we like to do on our podcast is waste a ton of time, but be really entertaining. We like to make up games just out of nowhere, like what we're going to do tonight. Literally, we just pull them out of our butts. But we like to do reviews of movies and shows. We like to get in arguments and debates. And one thing that we really feel like we're good at is we level up the conversation on pop culture and media and things that you are talking about. We like to talk about them too. We'll go anywhere from TV shows, games, movies. And if we feel like we disagree on something, especially in our little group of podcasting buddies that we are, we'll usually bring it to the podcast and we'll argue about it and we'll try and get you guys involved too. So that's the Club XP podcast. We invite you to come join the club with us, listen to the podcast, level up the conversation, and that is what we do, and that is our goal.
Very well said. And with that, we will close today's episode. Thank you for joining us. So, all right, so we have a special episode.
Can I get something off my chest real quick?
Get it off your chest.
As long as it's not your shirt, yes.
I gotta get it off. I'm just a little insecure about this, but it's been a while since we've podcasted, and since then I've put on about 10 pounds. So
in
if
muscle.
You're listening, you might hear the extra weight in my voice, but I didn't want anyone to like freak out or think that I'm okay. I'm working on it. I'm trying to get those pounds off. I'm just saying you might hear it. There might be a little difference. I just had to get that out there so I wasn't insecure about it.
Okay, well, I wasn't going to say anything, but I'm glad you brought it to the forefront. There was an elephant in the room.
I know.
I'm that elephant.
So on tonight's episode, we're going to do something a little different. Like Evan said, we kind of created a quick little fun game. It's going to be a lot of fun for us. And since it is Valentine's Day coming up, by the time this episode drops, we'll have a day or two before Valentine's. We're going to play a fun Valentine's game, guys. Nothing like three grown men playing a Valentine's game. So
with each other.
Do y'all actually celebrate Valentine's Day? Is that like a thing still in your life to where you actually like, I got a gift for my wife and she gets a gift for me? Do y'all go there?
We're not big on Valentine's Day. We really haven't been. Gosh, we've been married 12 years now. Really never been big on Valentine's Day. I don't know. To me, I'm a big Scrooge when it comes to Valentine's Day. I hate Valentine's Day. Mm. I take it back. I hate the pressure society puts on people to buy something. And if you don't buy your significant other something special on this day in February, you're a terrible person and a terrible relationship. To me, that's just ridiculous. I hate it. I will go on my soapbox for the next half an hour if you want me to about it.
I just wanted to make sure we're on the same.
It's a terrible holiday.
I agree.
It's just the pressure put on people. It's ridiculous.
We get some sparkling juice and some Chinese food and watch a rom-com.
There you go.
Like, we good to go.
If you've worked in retail and if you've worked in restaurants, it's built into your spirit. You just hate Valentine's Day. Because it's wrecked you.
Which you've worked
in both. And
that's
me. But this show was my idea, like doing the dating game. So maybe I'm opening up. Maybe I'm changing. Maybe I'm becoming a softy.
Yeah, so tonight's episode, we are going to, even though we are Scrooges with Valentine's Day, we're going to use that. And we're going to play the dating game, like Evan said. So what we're going to do, between Joey, Evan, and I, we have selected two fictional characters. And we're going to go through the dating game. We're going to ask each other's questions pertaining to our characters, and we'll try to guess who the other character is. So as you answer the questions, try to be I don't know, try to be
the right amount of vague.
Accurate?
Sultry? Yeah, vague, yeah. I guess. Sultry as well, if you like. It is Valentine's Day. And so without further ado, I will go first. You two will be the contestants on the show. I'm going to go through a few questions for you guys. I'm going to give you about 4 or 5 questions apiece. You answer in a few quick seconds. And at the end of the few questions, I want to see if I can guess who you are. And if you're playing on at home with us, try to guess as well and see if you can beat me to the punch. So, Evan, pick a number 1 or 2.
I'm contestant number 1.
All right. No. Bachelor or bachelorette number 1, since I don't know if you're a male or female. Oh, I didn't think about that, did you?
No, I didn't, but can we do, is there a category 3 for not gender? So,
are you non-binary character?
Yeah, I'm non-binary.
Well, there you go. So you are, and forgive me for not mentioning that.
How All dare right. you?
Yeah, we're already starting great here on the show. All right, so bachelor, bachelorette, or non-binary bachelor.
Other.
Or other, can you please describe your perfect romantic evening to me?
Let's see. For my perfect romantic evening, I would take you out on a long ride in Chicago on the back of my truck.
Chicago truck. All right, contestant number 2, same question.
That's me. I'm contestant number 2. My perfect date and night out would be me going around shooting some ducks and some animals around and you collecting them for me and bringing them back to where you may cook me up a perfect dinner and we might and you can massage my feet afterwards. That sounds perfect to me.
I already know who you are.
I didn't think I was gonna do the accent.
I don't know if it was the voice. I don't know, we're trying to imitate the people, which kind of gives it away, but I think I already know who you are, contestant number 2. And if I know who you are, I may go with contestant number 1. So well, contestant number 2.
Do you want to guess and I can just like change my person?
No, we'll run through it. So contestant number 2, the question goes back to you. Do you want any children? And if so, how many?
Yes, I want lots of kids. Probably the most accurate number I can think of is 12, because comparable
is that how many hard-boiled eggs do you eat?
Eggs that I like to eat. That seems like a good number.
Did you eat less when you were a lad?
Yes, when I was a lad, I ate 3 dozen eggs.
Are you the size of a barge, contestant number 2?
Yes, I'm roughly the size of a boy.
Oh, roughly. Sorry, excuse me. Bachelor number 2, bachelor number 1, or contestant number 1, same question. Children in your future? Yes, no, how many?
I actually don't think I have any reproductive organs, so it would have to be by adoption if we do, and I'm open for that.
Man, truck, Chicago, no reproductive organs. Ooh, man.
Sounds like a horrible choice to me.
Oh, man.
But I do spend a lot of time with kids.
Contestant number 2, where is your favorite place to spend time?
In the local pub. And I can rest assure you that I have reproductive organs.
All right, Gaston, we're done. We're done, Gaston. We're done with you.
I can rest assure you.
How'd you know?
That makes no sense. I can
At first
rest assure you.
You're shooting ducks. I'm like, are you the Duck Hunt man from the NES game?
I thought that's what he was.
Gaston, we got you. Let me figure out who Evan is. Joey, help me out. So let's do another question for contestant number 1. Contestant number 1, if you can change any mistakes from your past, what would it be?
I would probably try and prevent my home planet from getting destroyed. That was
Wally.
A big bummer.
On a
nope.
truck.
You're not Wally?
Nope.
Widget the World Watcher?
Nope.
Chicago, riding on a truck, home planet was destroyed.
What, you're in Chicago?
Yeah,
you I mean, I spent. I mean, I just happened to spend a lot of time in Chicago. Kind of seems like.
Are you in Space Jam?
I'm giving you some really good answers here.
Hangs out with kids. No, I'm sure it's...
You know, teenagers. To me. They just seem to be, you know, who I can trust the most. Give me another one.
Are you the ghostwriter?
No, but you are really hot on it, though.
Are you Captain Planet?
Nope. Give me another good question.
You were close with...
I was close. Is it like an old PBS show or something?
I'm definitely beating Joey.
Contestant number one, what are your best qualities?
Definitely leadership. I help other people change, and I lead teams of, you know, people like me that can change really easily.
Are you Zordon?
Zordon? Are you Zordon?
Dang, you're getting closer, man.
Are you Alpha?
But,
is this a power ranger?
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I'm people look up to me as a leader, and I have really strong leadership qualities.
Riding on a truck, that's getting me. I'm like stuck on that clue.
Wait, what was the riding on the truck one? I missed that. I was too focused on me.
He rides on the truck through Chicago.
You know, if I'm gonna ride around, it's usually in a truck.
Are you a SWAT cat?
No. Do you give up?
I don't know. Who are you?
So, I am Optimus Prime.
Oh. Truck. Yeah, I don't think Optimus Prime has reproductive organs. Yeah.
I don't think he does. And most of the Transformers movies were in Chicago. I mean, they're all over the world, but I mean, it seems to everything come to a head in Chicago. So, I'm a pretty strong leader. I didn't do the voice because that would have given
away.
How
is Ghost Rider getting close to Optimus Prime, by the way?
Yeah.
Well, so it's because, well, I don't know. When people...
Zordon.
Zordon.
You took us off on a...
I know.
Zordon was close. Zordon was really close.
How is Zordon close to Optimus Prime? He's like
because
a Zordon, floating face.
Because Zordon is the leader
of... What's a transforming robot?
Well, the Power Rangers ride in transforming robots, so you were getting closer.
Okay.
And the Transformers, when they're in their car mode, they're just driving around, so it's like it could be a ghost driving the car.
I literally saw Optimus Prime today at Universal, too.
Really? And you didn't get that?
I mean,
but I guess
I feel bad. I feel like a failure.
This is all really good though. I'm proud of myself for
you. Did good. You stumped us. You stumped us. Did good. So, Evan, how about you take the next one?
Are we trying to stump or are we trying to impress?
All right.
I say try to stump.
I know. I'm trying to stump you.
Yeah, you like totally gave yours away talking like I'm Gaston.
Look at my chest.
I'm Gaston. All right, I'm going to disguise my voice for tonight.
Yes, talk normal.
Yeah, that's what I mean, if I would have said like, you know, I don't know. I would have given myself away. Okay. So, Jared, you are number 1 and Joey, you are number 2.
All right, okay. Let's do it.
All right. Contestant number 1. I really like conversation over dinner. What kind of conversation starters would you use on our first date?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I would speak mainly on recycling. I'm a big recycler. I love to recycle. And if I could pick my person to eat dinner with, definitely be Greta Thunberg. Definitely number 1.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is a
that's who I would have dinner with.
Character.
If okay. I was a non-fictional character, yes, that's who it would be.
So we would talk about recycling over dinner. How about you, contestant number 2? What kind of conversations would you have with me on our first date?
I would talk to you all about my dead parents.
Wow.
Because
and
I
no
miss
second
them a
date.
Lot. And they died and left me, and I really wish I had them back. So, and I haven't had very many people to talk to them about. So,
okay,
I would expect you to be there for me and just to hear me out.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you.
So both of you are really
listening.
So Okay. All right, contestant number one. I'm a cat person. What kind of pets are you into?
Oh, I'm into all living organisms. I love all plants, all animals. I don't have any favorites.
And you are not Captain Planet?
Yeah, I'm Captain
Are you Captain Planet? Okay.
I know you guys said Captain Planet earlier. I'm like, no, no, it's my guy.
You spoiled.
I didn't even get to mention my mullet.
How could that have come
I was trying
up
to work in the mullet into conversation. Well, I guess I should have started off instead of talking like, I don't like to talk about my mullet. Oh, that would have been better.
You could have worked Don Cheadle in there, too.
That would have been better. Don Cheadle. Man, I totally messed that one up. I'm going to try to think of a new character. You guys go on. Try to figure out who Joey is.
Okay, I'll try and... Okay, and then you can jump in. What
Do
about
you? Know what pets I like?
What about you, contestant number two? What kind of pets are you into?
Like, I totally like any pet that is cold-blooded. Besides that, I can't do it. Has to be a cold-blooded animal.
So like a reptile, and your parents have passed away. Wow.
They didn't just pass away. They died.
They died?
Harshly.
That's what happens when you pass away. You die, right?
Okay.
I mean.
All right.
That's like off of Infinity War, like with Thor. And he's like, and if I, what did he say? And he's like, and if I die, or I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Contestant number two. Where would you take us for our first date?
I would take you to my castle because it's big and it's awesome. And I've actually made my own castle all by myself. I can't wait to show you. It's so cool. And we can play in it. It's a cool castle.
I feel like you're not a Minecraft character. Nor are you.
I built this castle by myself. And it's super impressive. I did it really quickly. And you'd be super impressed by it.
I got an idea.
And I'm the only one that... I'm the only one that lives there, so we'd have the whole place to ourselves.
Wait. No. You're Elsa.
Yeah, I'm Elsa.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of Lego Batman.
Cold-blooded.
Oh,
cold-blooded.
Man.
Of the okay. Cold,
man. I guess you do have, like, an ice horse. Ice castle for one. Ice castle for one. Sorry. I was thinking that in my mind, like, ice castle, a castle for one person. Anyways, man, okay, well, I did a lot better than Jared did.
You did.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. I'm doing terrible at this game so far. It's okay. I admit it.
Okay. All right, Joey.
I'm going to let you know, it was really hard for me not to talk in a girly voice. Like, I was really holding back. Like, it slipped out a couple times, I think. But I held strong. So I'm proud of myself. All right, so I'm going to ask you some questions. So y'all both got it. Jared, you got another one in the bag?
I'm good to go.
Okay.
All right, Captain Planet.
I'm going to try really hard to be very vague.
We'll have Evan be contestant number one and Jared be contestant number two.
Okay.
Got it.
So, Doom. Contestant number one, like, I'm looking for someone who is an all-around great person, all around. Can you describe your best qualities?
My best quality is that... I am probably amazing at business. I didn't go to a fancy school, but I know how to run a business.
Okay, you run that business. So is that your answer?
Yes.
All right, I said qualities, plural, but thank you for your singular answer. Contestant number two, same question.
You know... Before I answer, we've all done cartoon characters so far. Have you noticed that?
Well,
my next one
Optimus
be.
Prime has been 2D and 3D. So,
that's true.
All right. So, my best qualities are that I am very loyal. I'm a great friend. What else?
Are you the dog from Up?
I love unconditionally. And I hate pants. I never wear pants. Pants are the worst.
Your characters
I don't like
are all
wearing
loving
pants.
Characters. I love it.
I don't wear pants, and I'm a very loyal friend. I'll do anything for you without pants on.
Okay, Winnie the
Sounds
Pooh.
Sounds good to me. Oh, are you Winnie the Pooh?
Dang it! I was trying so hard.
You didn't have to do the pants thing.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Winnie the Pooh doesn't have pants.
I was so ready for that clue. I wanted to use it so bad and I couldn't wait. So I said it like 9 times. And I totally gave it away. I am so bad at this game.
Number two.
I'm going to find a new character.
Sorry, I'm a contestant. I shouldn't
have
guessed.
Figure out who Evan is real quick.
All right, contestant number two. Next question. If you were to Google search, what would be something that you would search on the Google?
So,
good question.
I usually am on Google looking for the closest Chili's.
Okay.
Because Chili's is probably the best restaurant.
Mm.
I feel like that should give it away.
Yeah. You don't know? You don't know?
Do
I think
know?
I know who he is, yes. I got a very good guess.
Really good
don't
business.
Be a jerk like me Jared. Don't be a jerk like me, because I totally ruined yours.
I got a very good guess.
All right, so let me ask you another question then. So you're a businessman. You really like Chili's, which I really don't like Chili's, but maybe we can make that work. What would the name of your theme song be for your life?
The name of my theme song.
You wake
for
up
my
in
life.
The morning, what's playing to describe your life, huh?
So it would be the name of the song would be it's a song that I really like. It's called The Electric City.
The Electric City. So Jared, do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
Jared's absolutely positive who it is. I'd be surprised if people listening didn't already know.
Whoa, you would be surprised. I'm just thinking Chili's, and like the only thing that comes to my mind.
Chili's is a big giveaway.
Chili's is a huge giveaway. I thought that was a softball.
NSYNC.
Chili's is to Winnie the Pooh not wearing pants. It's
yeah.
That big of a clue.
What is it then?
No. You, okay.
Ask, one more question.
One more good question.
One more question, and then I'll
What's
say
your
it.
Favorite possession? What do you prize most amongst all your possessions?
It is a special trophy that I keep on my desk.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, okay.
Come on.
I got it now. You that Michael Scott.
Yeah. I was about to say, you don't get that one.
Business
then you're lame.
Way too formal.
I had to, I don't know. You know, I was hoping that you wouldn't throw me, like, set
What's
me up for really good
city?
That's what she said joke.
What's Electric City?
So, Scranton, what the Electric City? Scranton, what the Electric City?
Oh.
Scranton. You don't remember
that?
That
was an amazing video. All right, took me four, but I got it, and good for me.
I'm the worst person in this game.
Well, maybe. I'm in competition. All right.
So, I just spoke to my characters.
What's that?
Do we have more characters?
I think we're out of characters. Oh, you got one more?
Yeah.
All right, let me get one more. Evan, you're going to do the questions real quick.
Okay.
Give me like 3 seconds. Let me think of a question.
Ultimate Dating Game XP Champion.
Okay, I got it. Last one. I'm going to do really good this time.
All right.
Prove it.
Start off with Joey, though.
Okay, Joey, you're number one. Jared, number two.
No, I'm...
All right. Joey, I'm not a morning person. How about you? Do you wake up early in the morning and take on your day? I'm sorry, contestant one. You're not Joey.
Yes, who's Joey? No, I am not a morning person. I do not like waking up. I'm actually always in a sour mood. I'm in a horrible mood throughout the whole day, actually.
Okay. All right.
I do not like people. Or you.
Are you Cal 9000?
Okay.
I'm doing that voice, which has nothing to do with it, to throw you off.
Really? Are you short circuit?
Short circuit.
What other, like, old robot reference you give out?
Are you that program on Windows 95?
People don't get.
All right. How about you, contestant number two? Are you a morning person?
Absolutely not. The darker the better. I love it to be dark outside, and that's my preferable time. No light. I prefer darkness.
Please guess it, Evan. Nailed it.
I mean...
So, no, I am not a morning person.
I almost want to lead Jared on because I've been, like, terrible. Oh,
I'm so
Are
bad
you Batman, Jared?
Game. Am I what? No! No, I'm not.
You're
no,
not Batman.
No.
Okay.
No. I would have loved that.
Okay. Next question. All right. Now, I believe in reading a good book. Sorry, this is a stupid question. What would... Contestant number one.
Hey, believe in yourself.
What is your book that you would take with you on a desert island?
Mein Kampf.
Mein Kampf? What? Excuse me?
Mein Kampf. Isn't it Mein? Is that how you said it?
No, you pronounced it right. I'm not like laughing at the pronunciation.
Well, that's what I like.
Okay.
Oh. I like mass destruction.
I think I know who you are.
You don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
I changed my voice again so you can't recognize me.
Okay, what about you, contestant number two? Joey's really screwing with me here.
My favorite book is The Return of the King. Love that book. It's my favorite.
Return of the King, which is the third Lord of the Rings book, I think. Can you tell me that? Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I'm sure. Okay, sorry. I lose my nerd card for the day. Okay. Wow. Okay. Can you tell me some nicknames that you have, contestant number one?
Yo, nicknames? It depends who you're talking to. If,
What do people call you?
I don't want to give it away too much. People call me the Dark One, or people might call me, like...
Are you
some
Satan?
Some people call me, like, the Some people call me the traitor man, like, because I betrayed people, and I went dark and cold, and so I don't know my nicknames. Some people, I can't say my nickname because that's my actual name.
Okay.
Some people might call me Benjamin, but you know.
What?
You're just insane. Okay. What about you, contestant number two? Any nicknames for you?
No, I don't have any friends, so I wouldn't have any nicknames. I'm pretty much by myself. I don't associate with anybody, so I never earned a nickname in my life.
So if this
Are you Sauron?
if this was a contest of people you would never ever ever want to date, both of you are winning right now. Okay.
On the download, they may call me the Smeegs.
Lots of people.
Okay. What, contestant number one, what is your dream profession?
My dream profession is to be leader of the universe, man. I want to destroy and rule everybody. I mean, the universe. I'm not just talking about the United States or Earth. I want to rule the universe. all the galaxies. All of them.
all the spiral ones,
even those that are far away. Like, I want to rule all of them.
Who are you?
You're not
all those far away galaxies.
You said your nickname was Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Well,
is that a real clue?
Yeah, it's a name that I'm known by.
Are you Thanos?
You call me Ben. No, but some people call me Ben. The last guy that called me Ben, I killed him.
Oh,
okay.
I gotcha. I know who you are. I gotcha.
I stabbed him right in the gut.
Okay, I gotcha.
And he was
gotcha.
Ben. I was like, take this, Ben.
In the gut.
Okay, contestant number two, what is your dream profession?
I'd like to be a jeweler one day.
You
making
would like
and
to
collecting
be a jeweler?
Jewelry. Yeah. Collecting jewelry is my ambition in life.
Who are you?
Are you Scrooge McDuck?
No. Collecting jewelry is what I like to be. A jewelry collector.
That's why...
I figured out Joey.
Okay. All right. All right, contestant number one, who is your closest and trusted friend?
Bro, my most closest friend right now, he's not a... Oh, dang, there's a couple of them.
Didn't you kill your closest friend?
I did kill my closest friend. I really idolize this one dude that he's dead. I'm really close to him in spirit, but he's gone. I try to be like him. Probably like my closest friend. He's kind of like the ruler of all the galaxies that are far, far away. But I killed him. Cut him in half.
Are you Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader?
No.
Close.
No. Okay. Oh, yeah. So you're Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Wait.
Obi-Wan doesn't want to rule the galaxies?
Wait.
That are far, far away?
You cut somebody in half? Yeah, it was Qui-Gon Jinn that cut one dude in half. Holy crap, who are you?
Dude, dude was like, you'll do what I say. And I'm like, nope. Boom.
He has daddy issues.
Yeah, I got daddy issues. I killed my daddy. He called me Ben, and I killed him, too.
Get that nerd card back, Evan.
We're like basically spelling it out. Oh, okay.
I fight alongside my girl, who she's pretty tight, too. And, like, we killed the Emperor of the Galaxy.
Okay, yeah.
Together.
I am in the process of suppressing all of the latest Star Wars movies.
I don't even know what else to say.
So, you're the...
Is this Darth Vader
his
was
initials
cool?
You're the
KR.
Adam Driver guy.
Yeah, the Adam Driver guy. Adam I love Driver. How you know Adam Driver's name, but not Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren. I'm pretty sure Kylo Ren doesn't read Mein Kampf, but...
Yeah, that threw me off. Oh, we know what Mein Kampf is.
Huh?
We're very familiar with what the book is, Joey.
Why wouldn't you think Kylo Ren would read it?
I just don't think that's in the same universe. I just don't think Earth is even a thing.
We're not talking about universe. The game is like, if you were to read a book, that's a clue that I'm a mass murderer.
All right, let's not debate whether or not Kylo Ren reads Mein Kampf or not.
Okay, I still have no idea who Jared is. Jared, who was your closest?
Don't come attacking my answers because you were bad at guessing.
That's true. That's fair. Who is your closest confidant and closest friend?
Myself, actually. My closest confidant is myself.
Run back your clues. You like the dark.
I like the dark. My favorite book is Return of the King.
Oh.
My favorite. I'm a jewelry collector.
You're freaking Smeagol.
My confidant. I'm Smeagol.
Oh, man.
I said my nickname would be the Smeag, so I don't know if you heard me. I didn't know my nickname might be the Smeag. But, yeah, I am Smeagol. Evan.
Smeagol.
How about you end the show with doing a little housekeeping in Smeagol's voice for us?
Okay.
Let's put
Oh, man, I'm not. Okay.
Thank you, our precious, for listening to the Club XP podcast. Don't be like those stupid hobbitses and you like our podcast and subscribe to it. And you can go into Facebook and Twitter and follow us and just be our precious and do that. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
And with that, we bid you adieu. Everybody, we're back. We're excited to be back. And we'll catch you all later on the next episode of the Club XP podcast. Good night.
Thanks, guys. Oh, man.